T.T. Wentworth, who contributed the most artifacts to the museum, wore many hats. Businessman, Escambia County Commissioner, and tax collector, along with one hood, that of a KKK Grand Dragon.
The board has authorized me as executive director to write a letter to the director of the Florida Division of Historical Resources, requesting that the name be changed.
Rob Overton at the UWF Historic Trust.
The law says that the director of the Division of Historical Resources, in consultation with the Florida Historical Commission, can recommend building name changes. And so that's the process. We would be sending a letter requesting this. It ultimately would have to go to the Florida Historical Commission.
On a unanimous vote, the Historic Trust Board recommended changing the name to the Pensacola Museum of History at the University of West Florida.
We sort of arrived at that by looking at what we were doing with the other museums downtown. When the university brought in the Pensacola Museum of Art, they kept the name and added the tagline at the University of West Florida to show that connection. And that's worked very well in the community.
The state panel would hold a public hearing, and if approved, the recommendation would move to the Florida Internal Improvement Trust Fund, which holds the deeds on all state properties. There's no set timeline for completion of the work necessary to enact the change. Documents acquired from the Wentworth estate revealing him as the leader of the local Klan chapter in the 1920s were made public last summer.
The Klan was founded here in 1920. T.T. Wentworth was a founding member and the first secretary of the Klan.
Historian Tom Garner sent a letter to the Pensacola City Council during its debate on whether to remove the Confederate monument from Florida Park on Palafox Street. But Garner stresses that a new name is not the end-all be-all. If the story of what it was like to be black in Pensacola historically ends there, he says, we've all failed.
Some of it's ugly, some of it's brutal. There's lynchings, segregated transportation, segregated housing, lack of access to justice. There's all sorts of issues historically that we need to look at, but there's no place and has not been any place in Pensacola where we can get that information.
Renaming the Wentworth and the removal of the Confederate statue are two separate issues, according to UWF's Rob Overton.
Apples and oranges for us, you know, that city property. This is something that is pretty cut and dry with us. Once it was revealed that Wentworth was a leader of the local Ku Klux Klan here, that membership and that leadership just does not match up with the values of our museums.
In a written statement from the board of the former T.T. Wentworth Historical Foundation, made up in part of members of the Wentworth family, it said, quoting, "We stand against racism in any form, including our founder's involvement as the leader of the KKK," end quote. It also announced formation of a task force to determine the extent of Wentworth's activities and the harm that they may have brought. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.